Skankfest New Orleans is happening November 14th through 16th. Get your tickets right now. There's only individual day passes left. All access is sold out. VIP is sold out. Do not miss out on the biggest Skankfest we've ever had.
What are those dates again?
November 14th through 16th.
Shit, I've got something. I'll try my best to be there. What tickets are left?
Single day passes.
Oh, only single day passes.
I'll come Sunday.
Yeah, I'll swing through if I can. Look, I mean, like, you know, the plans aren't in stone, but they're pretty fun plans.
So. Marilyn Manson live twice.
Marilyn Manson, back to back, same day. Skankfest is everyone's yearly party that you know to come to see all your favorite comics in the world and get to hang out, take pictures. It's a fan fest.
It is the largest lineup we've ever had. Favorites like Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis, Nick Mullen, Joe Liss, Robert Kelly, Sam Hyde, and obviously the Legion of Skanks, and many, many more. Over 150 comedians, 6 stages, 3 full days of comedy, fighting, music, and everything else you love about Skankfest. Go to skankfest.com right now and grab your single day passes.
Hey guys, do you love merch?
Come on. Well, you didn't give me any more information than merch.
True.
Well,
you did just say merch.
Do you guys love merch? It's a crazy thing to ask the fans.
Hey, do you guys bash for merch?
Hey, I'm talking to a bunch of merch heads here, right?
Legion of Skanks is back, everybody, with merch. Bigger and better than ever.
We got t-shirts, we got hoodies, coming soon, hats, a bunch of brand new designs, and new designs coming out all the time. All you got to do if you want to join the Skank Revolution is go to skanksmerch.com.
Merch!
Merch!
So much merch!
You guys want merch!
The revolution will be fought with merch.
What's going on, Skanks fans? If you want to be a part of the live studio audience, you can come every Monday night to The Stand in New York City and watch us tape live.
That's every single Monday except for the ones we're not doing it.
For the most part, we're there. So get your tickets now.
A good 70% of the time we're there.
A good 65% of the time we're there.
Numbers may not be exact.
It's a very fun show. Come be a part of the fucking chaos every single week at The Stand Comedy Club, Monday nights. Get your tickets right now at thestandnyc.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't get hit. Break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. Ain't natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Well, you do have that red camera A thing and then the other thing up there.
That's what she was saying.
And on the bottom, they want you to know that you are something as fuck.
Jay, that's literally what she said.
Something as fuck.
I've never actually had to use that's what she said for a real thing.
What she said, idiot. That's what she said.
Wow, that rarely happens in life that you actually say that's what she said for a real reason.
Oh, that is what she said.
That is actually what she said. Solid bit, boys. We did it.
Friday night. We nailed it. All right. We'll catch you guys next time on Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, Alex, how was your honeymoon? We didn't talk about it on the show at all.
It was the best week ever.
Get on camera. Show your nipples. Are they hard? Is it cold? Turn your AC up.
My AC is blasting.
Are you really adjusting your camera so we can see your nipples?
I'm trying to frame myself the same as everybody else.
It's not very classy.
Who? These guys?
Alex is a slut.
Who, these two? These two right here?
These guys is hilarious when you have small tits. Because they're dudes.
These two idiots right here? I don't pay no attention to them.
You're not letting the girls out. It's two little boys.
Oh, hey, you guys! Hey, you guys! Want me to wake the twins up? Hey, guys! Pancakes.
Hey, little boys. Calling your tits little boys rules.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. Alex's tits would have slingshots and frogs if they caught by the crew.
They're bad. They're also bad boys.
They're like dirt bikes. Ah, fuck. Sorry, Alex. That was great. Made a great laugh at your expense.
So how was the honeymoon?
It was great. It was really fun. We underestimated how much we were going to become like autistic maniacs about learning history and going to museums and stuff. So we booked ourselves a little bit too much beach time, and we ended up leaving the beach a day early to go back to the cities and learn more. And we went to Milan instead of staying at the beach, and it was ultimately the best week ever. And we
can't thank you guys enough
for facilitating it.
Yep, that's what we brought you on to say. Okay, you can go now.
We had a fantastic time because of us. You're welcome.
But I'm just kidding. You don't have to. Well, I didn't really mean you should go. I thought we were actually going to talk about it. I didn't just want you to say that we paid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's nice that you should be saying that more. You should be talking more about how much we pay you to do this job. You should be talking more about us doing nice things like paying for your honeymoon.
I've been wanting being rich lately, actually.
Good, please. Yeah. Let people know.
It's good.
I like that.
Yeah, Alex makes more money now off this show than we were making literally 2 years ago off the show, and it's actually making me angry when I say those words out loud.
I appreciate it.
No, don't appreciate it for long.
I want to break something of yours now.
I'm fucking pissed.
Now that I just found that out, I just want to smash something of yours in there. And I'd like you to give me a good shot of your room to know what it is, what it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, what would I break?
No, not the baby.
Okay, not the baby. She's fine.
Alex, you have to do a naked Game of Thrones walk through the city once a year now.
Shame.
Yeah. Shame. Well, you ring a bell just naked.
Shame.
You got to let the boys out.
Yeah. You got to let those boys breathe. You can't keep them locked up or the cops will get involved. Those things are going to suffocate in this hot car.
The little boys. What was your favorite part of your honeymoon?
Fuck.
Anal sex in the veranda?
Harrington not being able to breathe as he pumped into you?
It's not really good cardio. Mike's got surprisingly amazing cardio, I have to say.
Oh, your dad has great fuck cardio.
My favorite part, I don't know, I really liked Florence a lot more than I didn't really know what to expect from it. It seemed like it was just going to be like another city. And we went up to like the lookout spot to watch the sunset every night from there. And it was like a magical experience, like people dancing in the square. And like, it was just a really beautiful thing. It was really nice. We both loved it.
Aw. Did you make love every night of your honeymoon? Oh, there's Mike. There he is.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 da, da.
And I pretty much SD every morning. And then, yeah.
You SD every morning? You SD'd?
Yes.
An SD card? Is that the one missing from Lewis's camera?
You had sexual
That's where it went.
You had sexual dysfunction every day?
That's a career. Well, every single morning. I don't know. Maybe try the night if it's just not working.
I don't know. It's got to be something with the time.
You know, Harrington needs a drink or two in him to get going.
Every morning you blew him to completion.
Yes.
I wish I had a Real Ass Podcast soundboard.
You should have let us watch or something. We paid for the goddamn thing. You're blowing him like he paid for it.
It was just great to be like, it was our first time away from the baby where we weren't on a work trip. And so
as soon as Alex is away from the baby, Harrington, she needs dick in her mouth.
Harrington, you got to fix the buttons. It's a goddamn situation.
No way. No, they're not. It's such a Harrington
thing. It's just a great Harrington moment while the conversation is him getting his dick sucked every day, just walking in with the buttons all wrong. Yeah. God bless you, Harrington.
What happened? You suck so hard you pulled some of his shirt?
There's just something about buttoning your entire shirt and having one. Like, having one off is like, all right, it could happen. But getting all the way and walking out of the house, it shines a light on just how little attention to detail you pay for such a long period of time. There was a full minute of your life where you disconnected from reality.
Also, it's just a random Wednesday that he's wearing a button down shirt, yet he wore a Dunkin' Donuts branded t-shirt on a literal gondola ride in Venice.
Let him know, dude. You're American. You don't give a fuck about this.
I like that. You're making me like Harrington more. That's not a bad thing, Alex.
Yeah. No, I like go to another country and assert your Americanness.
Yeah. I think the next trip to Italy is going to be Harrington and Lewis's sister. Just let them go take on
that. That makes so much more sense if you look at them. If Harrington was married to my sister, it would be
Harrington
like,
should have been your brother-in-law. He should be your brother-in-law.
I fear they would have a great time together. I gotta be honest.
Well, they'd be in a they'd be in a Florence prison.
Alex, you should get with my brother-in-law, who's just a Mexican kitchen worker.
You see him every week at the stand, no? Or do you go down their other stairs?
You're like, oh, Miss Alex, I love sucking on those little boys that you call tits.
Hey, would you mind acing my D because my friends paid for this treat?
Every morning you must ask my D.
And then we watch the sunset, and it's magical, and the people is dancing. And then you go back, and maybe you SD again, yay?
Like this wife so often.
Louis E. My brother-in-law.
Harrington
and
Jenny.
Now you are my lady.
Harrington and Jenny are on a fucking roller coaster. She's fucking high-fiving. They're best friends.
Oh, Jenny leans over and goes, "Hey, Mike, when we get off this Ferris wheel, I'm gonna deck the fucking guy working it." Cool, baby, I got your back, baby.
Hey,
meanwhile, your date's going,
"Miss Alex, I don't know. Too much pasta make me stomach. You would say upset. Stomach upset. Stomach no bueno."
I mean, Alex is literally getting the better part of the deal, but Mike and Jenny are just probably soulmates. I got to be honest with you guys.
I've never thought about this before.
I never thought about it, and it's upsetting me. I got to be real.
Yeah, they're not going to be like happily married for 40 years soulmates. They're going to blaze out in a flame of glory type soulmates.
Mickey and Mallory, dude.
They are a yin and yang for each other, but it's like toxic as fuck for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, oh my, it'd be a problem. Mike would start drinking again.
Mike would definitely start drinking again. He couldn't put up with your sister.
No, my sister would fucking, she's like a rabbit. It's like a rhinoceros of a human being.
She's a,
there's just an unstoppable force of chaos that my sister's going to bring with her, no matter what.
We make fun of your sister a lot on the show. I do love your sister. She's great. I love your sister. I've known her for many years. She's a great person. But objectively speaking, if you were going to be with her, you have to drink and hit her.
Yeah.
Listen.
Like, there's just no way. There's no way to.
But she's emotionally a fucking hyena, and she's gonna hurt somebody out there in the wild.
It's a little more like a rhinoceros. This isn't a physical thing. This is like she.
Yeah, you know, but I didn't want to overexplain that, so I named a small animal.
She has gray skin and a fucking horn, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying my sister, her energy is like, it's just, imagine trying to stop a rhinoceros that's like charging through like. You know what I'm saying? There's no stopping. So my sister's just like, it just keeps on like going, keeps on coming. You're like, this is fucking, it's insane.
God bless her.
God bless Denise Gomez.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah. There's a lot about my sister in my new book, Knives and Spoons, available for pre-order right now on Amazon.com.
Really?
Yeah, she threatened to sue me at first. She threatened to sue me. We weren't talking for months, and she was like, she told like everyone in the family, she was like, let him know that I'm going to sue him.
And then she has to hang up on you and then shoot you a text asking for lawyer money.
I'm going to sue you.
Hey.
Lewis, how do you sue somebody?
Well, you can't sue somebody for telling their story. Like, it's not like I didn't like tell lies about her in the book. I didn't say anything bad. Actually, I say nice things about my sister.
But she's going to sue you anyway?
She's going to sue me. She just wants to get a quick buck. Yeah. I almost respect it.
She goes, look, I could sue you, or you could just let me borrow the $1,000.
I need $3,000, or I'm going to fucking sue you.
Sue me for what? $3,000.
$3,100. Your move.
How do you want to play this? You want to have your ass jammed up in court? Or do you want to just give me the thou?
Oh, life, guys. Oh, life.
That was funniest, too.
What was Harrington's favorite part of the honeymoon?
I'm going to guess the morning blowjobs.
That was pretty unbeatable. I don't know. I think, honestly, Florence, the steak was the best steak.
The steak was so good. We love the Statue of David more than we thought we would. We get the hype. If anything, it's underhyped. It's so fucking cool.
If we had our Statue of David Smith, we would have to leave the cock on it. That's the best part.
Hell yeah, dude. With that curve.
Why did you love the Statue of David so much?
It's so fucking impressive. It's like, if you've seen a million statues in your life and then you see this one and you go, oh, nobody else knows how to make a statue. And then he was only 17. Michelangelo was only 17 when he made it and it wasn't even commissioned. He was like, I want that piece of marble. I'm going to do something with it. And a church just like donated it to him. It was a crazy feat. It's like probably the most impressive
crazy thing feat. Jake was there.
It's like the second most impressive statue in the world, isn't it?
I haven't seen the other one, I guess, but I can't imagine a statue being better than
this one. It's in Philadelphia at the base now of the art museum. It's a fine work of a man.
I wonder how good that statue is. I know nothing about statue making, but I've seen the Rocky statue. I'm like, that's a pretty
cool statue.
It's a pretty impressive fucking statue.
It doesn't look like Sylvester Stallone much at all.
Where does it like stack up to? I mean, I know like obviously like the David is like, let's say that's the best thing, but what is it? Is it like 80% as good? Like who did it? Was there like a famous statue guy that did it?
No offense, but this looks like a piece of shit compared to David.
Don't you dare.
Yo,
Alex, easy. What's wrong with you?
Go easy, kid.
You're disrespecting the show. I would say Rocky Balboa, I would say at least 4 or 5% influence on the Legion of Skanks.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky, we should hold on. This is not for this show.
I thought that was David.
We should on the regular show. We should put together the list of like our influence and what percentage they were. So it's like obviously like Phil Anselmo could be on the list and Pantera.
Yeah.
Rocky Balboa.
Matt Albert and Shaggy, apparently.
South Park.
You fucks.
We just straight up steal South Park voices.
We do?
Yeah.
Sorry. He goes, man, we really do steal those voices.
Okay. See, there you go. I think I point guarded that. Good laugh. If I had to go on a honeymoon, shit. Dave, did you go on a honeymoon?
Nope, never did one.
Wow.
My honeymoon was the delivery room.
He was like, you know what?
You went back there?
Yeah. You can do it. You don't have to be having a baby.
He just went back there. He goes, baby, look, this is where it all happened, remember?
All right. I'm going to get some sleep on this chair.
And Dave had two honeymoons. Jay, did you have a honeymoon?
No.
That's crazy. I mean, I guess I just love vacation so much that I was like, I take three honeymoons a year right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but you know, you were just... I don't know. Did you do a lot of like vacationing when you were like when James was a baby or like in his first year or two?
I mean, we went places. We went beach camping, which is terrible to do with a baby. They collect so much sand when you drop them.
They hold so much sand.
Oh my God, dude. It's like dropping like a fucking bologna on the beach.
So I remember going to the beach with both my kids when they were babies, and it is It's just the most miserable experience. You're like, why are we doing this? Who is this for?
The beach
it's
sucks. Like
you have to keep the baby out of the sand. You got to get sunscreen on this thing. They're there's always lot, just
like, have you ever just sat on the beach? The bitches are idiots, dude. Women are fucking retards. Dude, just sitting right? on the beach, like I have to like hold my spine upright. Yeah. You know, like, fucking, it's hot. The sun is blazing on me. I'm sweating. There's sand getting sucked in me. My back starts to hurt within like 3 minutes. I'm like, this is the most miserable position I've ever been in my entire life.
It's like the loading everything up to carry it there is miserable. The setting it up is miserable. Then it's all set up. You're like, this still is just miserable. It's not yeah. fun. And then before you know it, it's like, well, break everything down and lug it back.
And women
just,
love it.
I think I like lake more than beach. However, I would go in beach water before lake water.
Hmm. I agree with that. In Italy, in our beach in Lido Beach, the way it worked was you literally couldn't be on the beach. This was pretty interesting. It was all private beaches where we were at, and our hotel didn't have we weren't on the beach. Our hotel, like it was like they do like these beach bars, or like they essentially like they have a restaurant that owns all the beach space. And then when I went, and Alex, you could chime in on this, because in Cinque Terre, when I went last year, like you just rented an individual, like an umbrella and a chair, and that's your spot on the beach. With this one, they had like lines of cabanas to the back of the beach, and you essentially are renting all of the beach space in front of your cabana. So you have your cabana, and then you have like the width of your cabana out to the water is yours to like lay out. But you can't like lay anywhere else on the beach. It was really fucking weird, but it was very cool. We were in like two cabanas right next to each other, and it was like all covered.
Yeah,
like,
there's nothing wrong with that system. It's just so odd to me.
Yeah,
like you're just so used to it not working that way. You're like, I got to put my towel right here.
Like, yeah, pull up. See if you can just pull up Lido Beach, Venice, Italy. You can see we can do visuals here, guys. Why not? Right. What if Jay died right now? Fuck. We got to do another hour.
That's the thought.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Prepared for this.
45 minutes. Try not to acknowledge this.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, if I got married and went on honeymoon, it'd have to be somewhere fucking like over the top and crazy, right? Like a fucking Fiji or like yeah, dude, Mars.
Do SpaceX.
Dude, go to the past.
Oh, yeah.
Go ride dinosaurs.
How fun would that be? Honeymoon, dude.
Time this travel. Is Fiji.
Oh, this is Fiji. Let's see.
It does look like a nice beach.
Oh, it's supposedly, I think Sal went there and said it was the most amazing place he's ever seen.
You could drink the actual water from the ocean. That's where they bottle Fiji water from.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think any of that's true.
I mean, what I'd say three times a day somebody drinks it, though, guaranteed.
No.
That's a very different statement than the first one.
You can convince.
it is like, come up with something, buddy.
Keep talking. You'll find it.
You can convince your pothead friends to drink the beach water in Fiji.
Well, all right. That might be true.
Whew, that water looks so good. Now I just want to go to
Fiji. You and your pothead friends, whoever this person is, aren't getting to Fiji.
I can get to Fiji.
No, you won't do it. You don't have it in here.
Fiji, I got it.
We don't have it in here.
You wish. You wish, bro.
You don't have the resources nor the know-how to get
yourself to Fiji. I'll say it. The balls.
You don't have the fucking testicular fortitude to get your ass to
You don't
Fiji.
Have the fucking balls to go to
the
Fiji.
Fiji
dude.
Islands. Why don't you, by the way, I have no idea where Fiji even is in the world. Is it near Australia?
It's out there, man.
What do you guys think? Jay has no idea.
Hang a left.
Dave is. This is the one subject Dave is actually terrible with is geography.
Southeast from here.
I'm not very good with geography. I'm not very good with lots of subjects.
I think it's like super southeast, and then
he's terrible at fucking
somewhere else.
Dave's terrible at fucking French. Terrible. Yeah.
That's true. I was very bad at French.
He was horrible at earth science.
I don't remember earth science
was easy.
Yeah, I think earth I was.
Girls are easy.
Earth girls are easy.
They really are easy.
They are. Talk to Jeff Goldblum.
The Blumster?
The Blumster.
And Jim Carrey, who else?
He lived too long to be Jeff Goldblum's like a jazz musician now, and he's just like all of his acting roles, he just plays Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. He just does like the impression of himself now.
Who else was in Earth Girls Are Easy? It was Jim Carrey. It was Goldblum.
The other Julie Brown.
Downtown?
Not downtown. No, not downtown. White Julie Brown from MTV.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The with the red hair. She was cute.
Yep. She was cutish. I wonder what she looks like now.
Old bitch.
Downtown Julie Brown doesn't looks
old. Another old bitch. They're all old. They're women. You know what they look like when they turn 60? Like old,
that was the other
pieces of shit.
Downtown Julie Brown is the other person at the Philadelphia car show that, as a young boy, I handed her a picture of her own tits and pussy and asked her to sign it.
Redhead Julie Brown.
No. Downtown Julie Brown. She posed in Playboy.
Nice nipples, I'm sure.
She looked good.
I think black tits.
That's white Julie, but man, she oof.
Let's see.
Oof, ah, she aged rough.
But that's, but yeah, this is just women, dude. We're being really mean.
Yeah.
Like that's where some going like, oof, oof, God, this is what you made the world.
Yeah.
Oof, God. Take it out on God, dude. Take it out on Dave's God.
Yeah. Dave,
he is responsible.
God, Dave, this is what your God does to women.
Well, they get what they deserve.
How's your God now, Dave? Look at Julie Brown's face. Where is your God?
Look what your God did to Julie Brown and to Julie Brown.
Oh my God!
Your God!
Why would he do this to hot ass downtown Julie Brown?
I smite you, God! I smite you.
Show her when she was in Playboy.
Oh man, God's a fucking.
She's not an actress.
God is a tricky cunt. Let's see. There it is. Yeah. Look at the one hot black tit. Hell yeah. I like that tit right there.
Wubba wubba wubba. Remember that was her thing? Wubba wubba wubba?
No.
With her stupid British accent. But yeah, she was great. But I handed her one of these pictures to sign.
And when she said, she was like, all right, little boy.
No. She was, Pam Anderson actually reacted to like, this is weird. Sort of. Downtown Julie Brown just signed it. She didn't give a shit.
Hell yeah, she did.
And for you, as a little boy, were you just trying to get an autograph, or in your mind was it that you were creating that moment?
Oh no, no.
Like,
no. I didn't overthink to her. It was made more sense. I did understand to not just have two Playboys like walking around. Like I had that like in a bag or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Also hiding it, I'm sure, from like my grandmother, whoever the fuck dropped it off there.
Jay had it in a suitcase that was handcuffed to his wrist.
Like, did you think it was going to go awesome and like the chick would think it was awesome, or did you think it was going to embarrass her?
The autograph on the thing was a complete afterthought. It was all about, I'm going to fucking be in front of them. They're famous as shit. And
yeah.
Girls who I think are hot, and I'm going to be right in front of them. You know what I mean? I didn't even, there was nothing for, like when I met Alyssa Milano at the car show, and that was like the dream girl at that age for me. When I met her at the thing, I don't even think I got anything signed. I mean, I get like, they give you like the black and white picture they signed. So I got that from her. I didn't wait in line with anything to give her. You know, it was just like, I'm going to go fucking see Alyssa Milano and stand right in front of her. It's crazy.
I'm trying to think if there's like, I guess I can relate, because at WrestleMania 11, when Pamela Anderson and Jenny McCarthy were there, and I was 13 years old, or maybe turning 13, I was 12.
And it's hard for people not our age. That's for 12, 13. That's pretty two of the it girls of that time.
Oh,
when
yeah.
They were like, when they were like, at the
I'm,
top of their
I'm
game.
Going through like I'm going through puberty. Like this is the time where you're like, you're just discovering like I've been jerking off for years at this point, but I'm talking about like you're coming hard. Those first few years of coming, dude, you're just fucking it just fucking
so ripped. Much cum. It's lasting so long.
Dude, I jerk off sometimes now when I come, it barely feels good. I'm like, what was even the point of that? Like, dude, was it those dude? Like where it's just like just you
enough,
come, you're like
just enough to get a little squeeze of juice out.
Yeah, dude, all that work for that little juice.
The bottom of the mustard.
Dude.
Dude, there's when you're like that age, when you're 12, 13 as a boy, I mean, I remember literally just having raging rock hard boners all the time, like just during the day. You're just like, that's just happening. Like you're just like, fucking
look who's awake.
Yeah, like it's just part of life. You got to deal with.
Yeah, now I gotta like go into the bathroom and like talk to it to get it to work.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy.
Got this, bud.
Get out there. There's a pussy out there for you.
Bud, you got this.
Oh, fuck. We're all thinking about our young boners now. Everyone's sitting around like, ah.
Miss that guy.
That was a great young boner.
Great young boner.
I never had a wet dream in my life. I didn't even believe that those are real things.
No, never. Same.
Me neither.
Everyone talk, but there's, yeah.
I did have a sex dream a few times, but it wasn't like I came.
Yeah, just
I can't come to fucking to, like my dick is jizzing to thoughts. What is happening?
Like, yeah, crazy. Like by the way, it would be like Paranormal Activity if someone filmed what was happening. If you're like later snoring and your dick looks like it's coming alive at night to do something bad behind your back,
dude, boogers just shot out of my nose and I almost spit my latte everywhere.
The first year's leg next to you, and obviously you see their dick in hard, and go, like, what's happening?
Your dick just like stands at the edge of the nightmare. Bed and like nods over you.
It's the original Nightmare on Elm Street when the girl in bed just starts getting attacked by Freddy and the guy gets blamed for it because he's just watching it happen, like, huh?
Oh, dude. Fuck me. Oh, that made me laugh. That tickled my pickle. You want to do plugs real quick?
Sure.
Plug it up, boys.
I'll go first. Go for
it, please.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This is out Friday. So guess what? We have an extra show added 4 p.m.
Weird.
In Tacoma. The other shows are all sold out, I believe. So they added a 4 p.m. There it is. There's the guy. 4 p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow. So the other two shows are sold out. There you go. We'll do some 4 p.m. comedy. I think it's going to be hilarious, quite honestly. Then we'll be in Los Angeles, me and Lewis, Monday, two shows, Story Wars at the Comedy Store, 8 and 10:30. And then Tuesday, 8 p.m., we're going to be doing another Story Wars. And then on the 6th, we are going to be doing a stand-up show. So we'll make sure we get that up there. Punchline Sacramento after that, and then all over the place. Stress Factory, Appleton, Wisconsin. Look for a city. I promise you I'm coming to one near you. Also just added, I'll be at Toronto JFL for a one night, two shows. So come check out tickets for that. I haven't been back to Toronto in a long time, so let's make it happen. And, of course, Story Wars, America's favorite new game show, Obsession, right here on Gas Digital Network, and The Bonfire, Faction Talk Series XM 103. Me and the great Robert Kelly, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM. And then some fun news coming out, Double Vinyl for Them They, coming out soon, and we're releasing in some way a package of all four shows unedited from the Denver tapings. That's all.
Sickness. I'll go.
Sure.
Come see me live on the road, guys. Obviously, Jay mentioned the Los Angeles shows, but right after that, I'm going to be in Timonium, Maryland, back on the road, back at it, August 9th and 10th. I'm sorry, August 8th and 9th at Mugubi's Joke House. Then I'm going to be in Providence, Rhode Island at Comic Connection, August 22nd and 23rd. Portland, Maine, in early September, September 11th weekend, celebrating that amazing memory. Then I got Key West, Florida coming up, Levittown, New York, Governors, Springfield, Missouri, the Blue Room Comedy Club, Chandler, Arizona, and more. I'm adding a few more dates for this year. That's not it for the year, but obviously Skankfest is coming up. Single day passes for Skankfest available, which Saturday will be sold out very soon. Don't fucking sleep. Don't wait. And check out all the other pods that I do. You know, The Fucks Up, Story Wars, The Regs. Sign up for my mailing list. Go buy my book, my pre-sale on my book, which I've just been re-editing. My entire life right now is just fucking editing this goddamn book. It's just a goddamn nightmare. But I think you're going to like it, guys. So please, go order it, Knives and Spoons, on Amazon.com.
They say if you really want to sell a book, you got to tell people how miserable the process is.
It's actually not a fun process. It is a fun process, but this process of I'm just reading my book over and over again, editing it. It's like mind numbing.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Hearing your story over and over again.
Well, I'm going through it the fourth time now.
Yeah, try being friends with you. It's rough.
You know how many times I've had to
try listening to the podcast again with this story.
I'll be out on the road again in September. So I got the mothership in August and then September. I think I'm in Tacoma and Spokane. There you go. That makes it easier. Tacoma, Spokane, Vegas, Detroit, Tampa, and Poughkeepsie, New York, all coming up later in the year. So come check me out there. ComicDaveSmith.com. Of course, Part of the Problem is my other podcast. And then you can catch me on a whole bunch of other shows out there on the internet. That's all.
Fucking that shit to British motherfuckers.
I always that. You keep lining them up.
Dave, keep knocking them fucking dicks down.
Oh, so fat.
No.
So fat right now.
Stop. You're beautiful, yeah. Baby. You're beautiful, no, baby.
Jay, don't lie to him. A little.
Baby.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. But I'm gonna be back. I've done this process so many times that it's like, I know, I'm just gonna buckle down. And I will. I'm Skankfest coming up. I gotta be in shape for Skankfest. I'm gonna box at Skankfest. So they'll know who I'm boxing. I wanted to do Harrington versus Jake. Harrington versus Jake seems like the perfect boxing match for me, but I think Jake's afraid. Is Jake here?
I mean, Harrington would probably just walk through Jake. No, does Jake box at all?
Harrington can't
the military.
Harrington can't walk through a fucking Jay, give me something that is easy to walk through.
Harrington couldn't walk through a wet paper bag.
Yeah, I thought of that, but I was like, I want to do something more creative.
Okay. Harrington could walk through it, so it's gotta be
Harrington couldn't walk through a field of dandelions. That's a good very light and
that's pretty good. All right, we settled on that. All right, now deliver.
Harrington can walk through the field of dandelions.
Try open door.
Like open door.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
get this one. All right, see, Jay's a pro.
I don't know. I mean, does Jake even box? Harrington will probably walk through him.
I regret to inform you guys that Jake was invited to this.
Alex, you're fucking up. We're trying out a new asshole.
What the hell was that, Alex?
Just walked
the opposite of producing.
Wow.
He produced.
Wow.
One more time and then we'll get your point, Alex.
Alex, I know you're cocky because your husband could walk through Jake in a boxing fight.
Harrington couldn't walk through an open door.
Into How is a there still such field a long of dandelions. Pause, Lewis? You still
through these dandelions,
everyone. The line was written for you. Watch. Let me do it. Go ahead.
Jake, get the dandelions in there if you could, though, somehow.
Okay. Hey, Jay. I don't know. I mean, if Jake doesn't have any boxing experience, I think Harrington walks through him.
Dude, Harrington couldn't walk through an open door.
Into?
Field of dandelions. That's a
joke right there, dude. That is a solid joke. The whole thing.
Like, Jake isn't here despite being invited. What does Jake do besides eat a little shit on Mondays?
Jake wasn't here. Who is here? Serafina's here?
Serafina, Josh.
Josh is here, but Jake is not.
Yes. The contest losers are here. The winner is not.
Can you get Jake on right now? Can we see what's going on with this?
If he's not here in 5 minutes, he has to fight Harrington.
I think Harrington versus Jake is the fight to make. Ooh, that was a rhyme.
I do think, though, look, Harrington walked through the senior citizen who he fought.
Harrington couldn't walk through Dylan. Give me another thing, Jay.
A bead curtain.
Mm.
That's good. No, watch it. It'll sound good.
Harrington couldn't walk through a bead curtain.
Yeah, it's good.
I like an open door curtain. Into a field of dandelions is the winner.
It is a perfect joke at this point. We really need to.
What does the field of dandelions have to do with what? Oh, go ahead.
I think.
You know how easy it is to walk through a field of dandelions? It's those little flowers that. You do that?
You know what a dandelion is, Lewis?
Lewis, do you think Jake is tougher than Dylan to box?
Nope.
I think Dylan would be tougher, and Harrington handled him pretty easy.
But Harrington's fatter than he's ever been.
Fair.
Harrington.
Ever?
Harrington is literally as fat as right now, right, Alex?
I don't think it's ever.
Ask him, where is it? Where is he?
I got fatter when Alex was pregnant.
Yeah, he got way fatter when I was pregnant. It was crazy.
Way fatter? How could you put
way?
Yeah, was he like,
did you mean that like W-H-E-Y?
I'd say you were 10 to 15 pounds fatter when I was pregnant.
Harrington, that was a solid joke. He was eating his curds and whey. He said it was pretty good. I liked it. Dada, you were fatter then.
I think that's, listen, I don't know. Maybe Jake is good at boxing. I have no idea. But my guess would be that's easy work for Harrington.
Here's what I'll say.
I don't know. I mean, maybe for sure. I just don't know like Jake's thing, but I know Jake was in the military, which doesn't necessarily mean a lot, but like,
I mean, if you could train,
if you join, I think to me, it's like, if you join the army, you're not that, probably not super afraid of like conflict and shit.
Yeah. I mean, I think if anybody trained for the 4 months until Skankfest is, if anybody trained, we could probably get them into a place where it would be a competitive fight. Like a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think Jake's a man. Are you trying to get Jake on the line right now, Alex?
Yeah, he's not answering my calls.
Wow.
I'll do it.
Good, good. I mean, it's not a holiday.
Mike. Jay, you'll fight Mike?
No, I'm kidding.
You would never.
I would never.
Are you afraid of Mike?
Yes. Yeah. Nah, dude. I fear no man that bleeds. You've never read my back tattoo? Fear no man that bleeds. There was a dude, the wigger, the white kid that even got cornrows, who was, I mean, 5 foot nothing. And he had a great basketball handle. You know, tough kid, but I mean, he was tiny. He became a bodybuilder, actually, which is funny. And he's still like super tiny, though. But he got that tattoo like when we were in high school still. The fear no man that bleeds. You're like, no, you should fear a bunch of them. You are teensy tiny.
Also, specifically men with AIDS.
Yeah, men that bleed.
Get your blood off me. Ew.
It's still a death sentence at this time, you'll understand.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
It's before OJ got it and then fixed AIDS.
Specifically, blood would fucking... If I ever fought somebody and they started bleeding all over the place, I'd be like, oh, here we go. I have AIDS now.
You ever seen the guy... You ever see the... I'm not sure if it's a real video, but I like to believe. But the dude who, like... It was like a prank video where he just starts a fight with a black dude. But then when they start talking shit, he just strips completely naked. And you watch the black dude wig out.
Nig out. Away. Dave, nig out. You said it wrong.
I did. That was my mistake.
Friday Night Hang, guys. Exclusive. Here on the Gas Digital Network.
Dave's dumb.
All right.
God, what an idiot. Are we bringing that video up of the guy getting naked?
I don't know how easy it's going to be to find.
I want to see some man ass.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Dave, really, you don't want to be involved in gay stuff.
This is probably not real, though. If I had to guess, this is...
No, I don't know.
I did say I don't know if it's real or not, but I hope it is.
No, it's not real. Because, yeah, I mean, like, even... You're risking a lot. First of all, it's just, like, set up, like somebody's videotaping across the street.
Well, you would be videotaping. That'd be the point.
I know. It's just kind of like...
That is a funny way to make it. It's like not real, because someone's filming it from across the way. Goes, yeah, the guy's trying to capture it for the point of this whole thing. This is the video.
I don't know. Just seems kind of fake to me.
It might be.
I don't know. It's like your heart's been broken too many times.
With all the fake videos. Well, I thought the one video was like fake too. The guy that got pulled off the plane. Cause all the plane videos now that I see, like you have to like look at like the overhead thing. Cause you can tell when they're fake, it's like a set. A lot of the ones you can see when it's a set on a plane. But this was definitely real. And it was the guy, he got pulled out and it ends with him screaming, you're treating me like a black person. Oh, this is an MMA fighter. That's right. This is an MMA fighter.
Wait, what?
You didn't see this video?
No, I don't think so.
MMA fighter gets taken off plane. There's two parts. There's a part of him getting pulled off the plane. He's like freaking out. I guess they told him to move his bag.
And then when he's in a stretcher, they have him subdued. And then he screams to the cameras, "They're treating me like a black person." See if you can find this whole
video. You're treating me like a black person. Is that Bryce Mitchell? Is that Bryce Mitchell guy again?
Yeah. I can't believe you guys haven't seen this. This is so up everyone's algorithm. It's like an MMA fighter. It's racism. It's a fight. It's, but like, this was a big story.
Dude, by the way, that Bryce Mitchell guy should stop fighting or something, because it's just,
yeah, he just had a big win.
Did he?
Yeah.
What was the last event?
Yeah. Just last week. He beat, what's his name? I can't remember the guy's name, but he was like a pretty like
Saeed Nurmagomedov.
Saeed Nurmagomedov. Yeah, he beat a guy with the Nurmagomedov name.
That is pretty good. That's really, I didn't know. I thought he was like, because his last fight he lost pretty bad.
He got knocked out before that. Yeah, yeah. He went down a weight class, I think.
Oh, is that what it was?
Now, he's a real talented fighter with a good understanding of history.
But everybody's coming at, like, he's just the motivation to fight him every time for the other person is like, this guy's a fucking Nazi piece of shit.
Okay, Alex has the video. Let's see.
I have to get my back.
Pause it. See, doesn't it look like one of these like set up fake videos? The way everyone's like yelling immediately.
If I saw this, I just probably in my mind dismissed it as one of those fake airplane videos.
It looks, but it's real.
I didn't know there was any fake airplane videos.
Oh, really? Dude, there's anytime you see an airplane video, 99% of the time it's fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Anytime.
Like in the island.
99% of the time.
I want to look at the. I want to almost like bring up the ones that I know historically and find out if they're fake ones. Burger King hat?
No, I think that was real.
It's real.
Yeah, Burger King hat.
How about real. The bitchy girl who just kind of like.
The ones that go super viral are real. Like the one that, like the bitch who saw something on the plane. That one's real. But yeah, G Mike just said you'll see like LED lights, like strips, mm-hmm. like above head.
Damn.
Yeah. G-Mike, try to find a couple fake ones while we watch this one.
I feel so gaslit.
You're a loser. No, she's better than you. Hey, at least she's taking care of her. Hey, you take care of all your kids? She take care of your kids. Worry about yourself.
No, I'm not playing.
Oh, Christ. What a look.
He looks like Shayna.
It looks like he's wearing funny glasses and mustache.
Don't touch me!
Like, I don't know really even what happened. I guess we can get more information, but if he's right, I understand his emotion.
it is a Lewis way to get off of a plane. I'll tell you that.
You gotta really consider, like, what if he's really right? And like, you're just like at this moment where everyone's coming at you and they touch you. And you're just like fucking, like everyone is yelling in your face. All these black people are laughing at you and fucking pointing cameras at you.
I absolutely, yes, for sure. Leaving a dent somewhere on that plane.
Dude, he might be wrong, but if he's right, it's like, it's so funny, like how it's just kind of presented.
Agreed. We have no information on what happened from this video.
Well, we'll get it after, I hope.
She's yelling off over and over again.
Who's yelling at him?
I think it's one of the stewardesses. Now this bitch can't close the thing overhead. Watch. It's so distracting. Watch him try to close it.
Oh, that is distracting.
No, watch.
No. You gotta move it back.
Oh my god.
You still didn't clear it.
The strap is in the fucking, oh my god.
It goes on. And then show him getting stretchered out.
I hope you stretchered.
Yeah, yeah. They strap him down and stretch him out.
Sure, give me one second. But so far, they say that it's ultimately pretty unclear what happened, but they think it was like a baggage and luggage related dispute.
Dude, Southwest Airlines is crazy. Have you ever flown Southwest?
The concept of it is out of control.
Have you ever done it?
I did it recently because it was the only direct from one place another.
And
it
was for the first time recently, yeah.
But I got like position like 7. Which is like the whole thing. You know what I mean? It's like I was the 7th person on, it was only an hour flight. But what annoyed the shit out of me about it was because of that, I was like, I'm not taking, like, the first row was still open window. And I was like, well, I'm not gonna take the first row. I went to row like 5. And went in the window, figuring like, you know, because what'll happen is that aisle will fill up quick, and then if it doesn't get to middles, you know, it might be okay. Immediately, a fat couple sat in the 2 next to me.
I'd say
immediately.
Something. I'd move. At that point, I'd get up. I'm like, you know what? I gotta move.
It was wacky.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable. I had the same thing where, like, recently I had to get on a flight. It was the only flight was Spirit and Southwest that, like, got me in on time. So I was like, fuck it, I guess I'll just do it. But it is, it's bizarre. Like, it's a very weird feeling to get on an airplane and not have an assigned seat. And you're like, wait, so I just...
It's stressful as shit. Yeah,
you almost, like, double check with the flight attendant. You're like, so I can just sit... wherever I want to, and they're like, yeah, just wherever you want. It's just gotta be
like
weird.
A psychological thing to it about it. Because I get stressed out, like, I used to always get stressed out when I go to the airport, no matter what. But now that I know my way around Newark, even if I'm running late, I'm just not really stressed. Like, I know which way the gates are. Like, I just know my airport so well. So almost like anything, like, when it's like unknown, if I go to a new place and I just don't know where to go, it's kind of like just adds a layer of stress. And I think when Southwest, you're like, I don't know where I'm going to sit. I don't know if I'm going to be a window or if I'm going to get an aisle. That whole time leading up to the flight, I'm just kind of like walking around with a layer of anxiety on myself.
Also, having to walk down that row before you get on the plane and go to everywhere, it's just positions, it says. And you're walking down the thing and you're like, what are you? And they're like, you know, 14. You're like, yeah, I'm getting in front of you. What are you, 5? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to think that I was better than you, sir. Let me go back here.
It's a crazy way to do it. I think they're stopping doing that next year. They said they're going to make it assigned seating.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's miserable. It's genuinely miserable.
Well, if you're way back in the game, I mean, like, it's what a horrible situation. Oh my God. Yeah, I know. If I was like way far back in a Southwest line, I was like, that would be soul crushing to me.
Alex,
like, you have to walk on like a lunchroom that where you don't know anybody, like a first day of school lunchroom. Be like, hey, I'm sorry guys, I'm about to ruin your day because I have to choose to sit be the middle seat I have to go into. You know what I mean? They have to choose.
Yeah.
Someone has to come in and go, I'm sorry, I'm not assigned to the seat, but I'm going to ruin your flight now because I don't know. It's just the closest one now. It just sucks. And everyone's, it's all like, you have to just be understanding and go, yeah, no, I got it, man. So everyone's.
Yeah. So if somebody sits next to me, I'm just like, why would you do that? I hate you now. Like, I just hated the airline before for the whole system, but now I actually hate you as an individual.
Oh, thank you. And now I can put a face to the anger.
Ah, shit. Alex, pull up the stretcher video. He's being taken out in a stretcher.
Bullshit! Bullshit! I'm being treated like a black person right now.
He rules. I like him.
I think the people who laughed really laughed. I feel like that was genuine.
No, they laughed. Oh, yeah. Dave's getting a text from Tex Johnson right now.
Oh, sorry, guys. Everything's fine. I'm being treated like a black person is a weird go-to. It's a weird thing to think to yell in that situation.
Yeah, especially when you're on a stretcher.
Is it racist or is it woke?
Yeah, no, it's not clear at all. Like, and you're against that, or are you saying let's keep it to the blacks where it belongs? Yeah,
what are you saying? Are you saying it's unfair that black people are treated this way? Or are you saying that you're treated like a low down dirty black?
He has a look.
It's an outrage that you do this to a white.
Now, he's an MMA guy, which could explain all of it, but he has a look. Sometimes a white MMA guy, when they try to have like a look, oftentimes what they accidentally end up pulling off is like white supremacist, like you know, remember extras at like the American History X house party scene? Yeah. Like just guys with weird mustaches and tattoos and strange haircuts.
Phil Anselmo literally he embodies white supremacists. Like his whole look, his whole energy, like he just does a lot of like white, like
he looks like
his face is like saying, like, I'm proud to be white.
He does this a lot. He does this, yes. and then he doesn't make like a half grab and then fist it. And a lot of, like, and then he points at you.
And he's just going like, he's like, white, we are white. act white like a white man.
I tell you, it does stoke up your whiteness when you see him do the two hand. It's just, I don't know why you're like, why would this even be cool to think about? But I know me and Lewis felt the same thing. He goes like this. And then makes the thing. You're like, ah, oh, he's doing it again, dude.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking half white. I'm half white, Phil. I'm half white.
I'm getting goosebumps telling it to you.
He looks like he's thinking about Hitler.
He was a great man with a wonderful message. He looks like he's thinking about Hitler all the time. He looks out at the sea of people getting hyped and he goes,
I am kind of like Hitler. You guys are right. You guys are right about me.
Big Poland first.
Fuck me. Whew. Oh, God. This weed is pretty good.
We take Poland first.
G, Mike, you said you have some of these.
The fake ones.
Fake ones. By the way, I like this is how we should communicate with production. Like, you guys, so we're not going like, oh, do you have it yet? What's going on? Just say when you have it. We look at the chat. We know you have it. Bang, boom, bang. Guys, this is production. Lewis, it's only been 10 years.
Lewis, I got to be honest. They do that 100% of the time. Yeah.
I knew you were literally always there. Hey, like, how about you stop talking back to me?
I mean, both of them are completely 100% of the time they do that.
I've never had the chat open. Shut the fuck up, both of you.
So you think when you don't notice that they've typed that, and then me or Dave go, so you guys have that video ready, right? You just think we're calling it out.
Yeah, finally.
Okay, got you. But no, they always do that.
All right, let's go. Yeah, this is one of the fake ones. Jealous woman on plane argues with a girl with what she's wearing. Turn the volume up.
Oh, those weird blinky lights.
Yeah, they always have those weird lights.
Ugh.
We don't have sound on the share.
Yeah, give it 1 second.
Oh.
No. I mean.
And this is what they're letting on at airports.
You need help? Some guy says you need help.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a skit.
Oh, no, she did it. Y'all, look at this.
Why take the time for this?
So viral videos, you get paid for them.
Viral videos, sell ads. Yeah, dude.
People are all engaged, being like, even everyone arguing like this is fake, and then people commenting back, you know, like it's all just engagement. It's all engagement bait. This is what YouTube's trying to get rid of. I don't know about that. I think this is still okay for YouTube, but like any of like bullshit that's not real.
Excuse me?
Oh.
Who do you think you are?
But this is like, these are short versions, Jay, of essentially that, you know, what we call, what was it called that we would watch?
I hate this.
Wait, hold on. No, dude, watch out, man. What you bro? Watch out, man.
There's nothing in that luggage, by the way.
What you want? What's your issue, No, no, he tried to. He tried to put his stuff on top of where my stuff is. God, my stuff was already up there.
No, I had my stuff. He tossed it on the ground.
No, 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 my stuff was already up there.
Dude, I'm not scared of you, bro.
I hate this. This exists.
It's just yeah, but Jay, it's this like, is the it's same like thing made by an algorithm. It's like black dude in red hat with America thing. Like everything's just made to be like what will go viral. What?
I'm saying I hate it because. Like they're not doing. It's not like a creative thing or making a funny skit. They're trying to make like something. Like not violent, but like aggressive and whatever. It's like look
what,
at the
what was the what was it called? I don't know. Why I'm blanking on the name right now. That we watched the whole long form videos.
Generation Hope.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, but they don't put the production into Generation Hope. Did like a movie production with multiple
Generation
cameras.
Hope don't take no shortcuts.
So, but this is essentially the same thing. The same thing that attacks into.
They're telling you they're doing a skit.
No, they're not. No. Generation Hope is not. Generation Hope is not telling they're doing a skit. Generation Hope is, and it's all engagement bait as well. See, like all of the comments are people arguing, like, "Oh, this is dumb. This would never happen."
Yeah, but no one says. Yeah, but no one thinks it's real. No one's selling it like this is real.
Some people do think it's real. And yeah, the G Mike says the title implies it's real. They it's just sort of like designed, and then it's so bad that you kind of watch it catches you. It's just a different version of it, but you're right, yes, this is definitely actually genuinely tricking you into believing it's real. Anybody with like a lot of people believe that these videos are real, whereas very few people think Generation Hope is real.
But I get your point that it's the thing where it is almost, it's just this like soulless robotic, like this is what will take off in the algorithm and get people. And it is amazing the like human psychology that it plays into, that people do love to watch a video like this and then argue about who was right, or argue, even like Lewis said, even argue that this is fake. You idiots are all falling for this fake video. But then they're in the comments telling everyone that, and then that drives the thing to, you know, get fucking more treatment in the algorithm. It's crazy.
Well, they do that with like this. You'll see this. I'm trying to remember. Like, I watch a video of a guy who like prepares keto meals, right? And most of his videos are real. Like most of them are, like, you know, 99.
Somebody makes fake keto meals.
No. He's got a weird voice, kind of got a gay voice, and he does these keto meals, right? And he'll like show you how to make it. And he'll be like, "This is so good." And then once in a while, he does a video where it's like engagement farming. He'll have a cucumber. He's cutting the cucumber and the sticker's still on the cucumber. And he just slices the sticker up within it. And he just prepares me like normal. And then it's just 1,000 comments being like, "The fucking sticker's on the cucumber." Oh, and you're just like, no, he did it on purpose. Like that was like a thing, but it's not his entire, just like once in a while he does it. There's like a level of understanding the algorithms and these social media platforms that some people are, they're playing a different game. And it is kind of a soulless game. Like we're all just trying to like create funny content. And at this point we do think of things like, you know, editing for certain things for YouTube or hashtagging or titling things a certain way.
Whatever you put out though, what it is like, we have to have like a tinge of pride in the actual thing you're putting out, because you want to be recognized and for people to like it. These people just need people to see it.
Yep. And what's better? They're becoming millionaires just because people see it.
Absolutely. But if somebody undercuts that game, do you know what I'm saying? Well,
Dependent on
we're not slave to, like, you know, luckily like that. Like you can always keep fans. Like if they lose their ability to like catch that fucking weight, the algorithm, I guess I hate the term, so gay, but like if they can't catch that anymore for whatever reason is, they've changed the rules of something, that's just over. They have to figure out another like technological way to solve their problem, where it's like, we just keep making content that actually is funny. We're not faking and gay. I don't know, but are we in some ways, like in talking about current events and stuff, sort of, right?
Yeah, but I don't think it's very rare. I mean, I guess once in a while it'll come up but not really. Nobody ever outright says, like, "Dude, let's talk about this. That'll go viral. That's gay." Like sometimes we talk about current events, and sometimes the things go viral. you know, picking and choosing those moments as clips, like, yeah, but and it does feel a little soulless. That's why, honestly, look, I see both sides of it because I run Gas Digital as well in the production, but we get to just fucking create the way we want to create. It's a producer's job to come in and go, oh, that's something that people are talking about that's trending. That might go viral. That'll get more eyes on the show, and they can be the soulless ones. You guys have no souls, Alex and G Mike. You guys make me fucking sick.
You guys are fucking pieces of shit.
Demons.
Yeah. All that stuff about appreciating David, that was AI scripted. You don't appreciate that shit.
It's bullshit.
Fucking make me sick. We're just trying to be fucking true artists, and G Mike and Alex are here. We just want to make money, man.
I actually love and support everything you guys do because I think you're doing a great thing for the world, making people laugh. But it's okay if you feel
that way. Is sucking our dicks trending right now?
You heard it here first. Alex agrees to work for free.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jay, this isn't coming out till next week, but I thought about it last night and this morning when I first woke up. Your impression of a possum really fucking.
I already forget it.
It's because he's got the scary fangs, but it's cute when its mouth is closed.
Look at my little fingers. They have fangs. 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 Every one of my teeth are fangs.
That really tickled me. Oh, fuck.
Oh, you guys are in for a treat next week.
It's going to be a good show. I like doing those shows. Just the three of us. Sometimes they're nice.
Sometimes it is nice. And then you go and fucking leave your wallet behind and Lewis steals it.
My girlfriend stole it.
I like to know that it ended up in the
hands. I hold you responsible.
The only Latino there.
Well, she's half Puerto Rican. That was her fucking grubby fingers.
Oh, well, it was that half at least.
Yeah, she's half Puerto Rican too. She just presents as a blonde white girl.
Yeah.
I knew it. Shouldn't have trusted her around my wallet.
Two Puerto Ricans around your wallet, Dave, you idiot.
Well, I'll tell you, this is how trustworthy she is, though. She goes like, oh my god, I have this wallet, like, I think I picked it up from Jay's last night. I was like whose is it She's like, I don't know, I didn't open it. And I was like, why didn't you open it? I was like, see whose wallet it
is. I'm not looking through that. this way when the money's missing, I'll go, I don't know, I never even opened it.
There is a little cashola in there and I'm taking it out, Dave.
That's right. That is fair. God. No, that's fair.
That's the rule. That's
Lewis, fair. We all already assumed all the cash is gone from my wallet, obviously. I need the rest of it back.
$123 in cold hard cash.
Wow.
Dave carries around more cash than I ever carry around.
Dave.
I think cash.
Isn't there, it's such a weird thing to do, I know, but like, can't you like put it in like a fucking something, like a bag or something, Lewis? And
Jay's about to give you wallet advice. He's like, can't you put like a chain on it or something?
I couldn't guess why your wallet was out. I think you were pickpocketed somehow. That's so wacky that your wallet was out at my house already, but then taken. But I think you can like have it like couriered to you.
Yeah, no, the Uber Eats, they're not Uber Eats, but Uber does, it's a new service. I used to just call an Uber and be like, hey, can you bring this to my friend? But they started doing that. It's actually cheaper than a regular Uber. So I can have it Ubered to you, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's do that then.
Okay. Oh, you were actually worried about getting your wallet?
You know, the thing is, I'm going away for a week and I'm not going to see you until I'm back. I'm like, yeah. But then I was actually thinking in my mind, like, do I need my wallet? Like,
yes.
And really, really what it comes down to.
You have your passport, right?
I have my passport.
You're good.
I have, Lauren has, you know, all the same cards that I have.
You have them on your phone too.
The idea.
You have an iPhone too?
I like to have my wallet with my card.
That's what your iPhone is for. You have an iPhone 4?
Dude, I don't think it's going to work overseas.
And I can't be at a restaurant and pull my iPhone out right after I just ate.
iPhone 8.
No way. No way, dude.
He goes, dude, why don't you fucking trade these in? At this point, you're probably going to get that new iPhone for free. Things are antique.
Oh, man. We are retarded.
We're being silly today. We're silly pants today.
What a couple of silly geese.
Yeah.
silly geeses.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, we can wrap this sumbitch up. Friday night hang, always fun with the guys.
The boys.
Some studios coming together-ish. Got to figure some stuff.
You look good, Jay. You look great. I'm jealous. Now, now when I get my place, I have to build a real studio in my place, not just a wall with a shitty sign.
I mean, this is essentially a wall with no shitty sign. But thank you guys for subscribing to Gas Digital and checking out the Friday Night Hang. We do it every week. So tell your friends that they should sign up for Gas Digital so they can hear it and join in on all the silly geese laughs we have. We'll catch you guys next time from our show at the stand. Or no, is the next one going to be? That will be the one from our house.
We're off. The next time we're at our next live show, come out to the live show, guys. If you're in the New York area, we've been fucking crushing it lately. We're at the stand every Monday night we film, and those premiere every Tuesday night. So we're off this Monday, but the next time we will be back at the stand.
August 10th.
Very exciting. August 10th.
August 11th. Sorry.
Come on, Alex, you dumb asshole. Get the dick out of your mouth.
Which is, by the way, the week right before. Me and Lewis, I don't know if either of us pushed it, that me, you, and Butterly and Zach are going to be at the gathering of the fucking Juggalos. So look for that. Friday night, midnight, I believe, is going to be the show.
Main stage last night.
Main stage?
We're on the main stage?
No. Oh, yes. We're also hosting main stage.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The last night, which is going to be a lot of fun. Introducing all the bands and stuff. So, yeah. And a bunch of other stuff. So if you're going to be at the gathering of Juggalos, and I know a lot of you are, make sure you fucking come check us out. Say hi. And we'll catch you next time. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.